Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutya mu mukama wafe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Obura muri butya.
How is your life?
Nenda kusaba ombolize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request the greets of your brethren.
Omubire kongo yongera mwaniza eri omusana gwe kigambo kya Katonda.
At them as you welcome them to light of the word of God.
Ati gwe yongera okulabikanga gumuliisiza.
That it moves on a lighten for them.
Eye mukubo lye tubatu kuwatamu.
Yes, in the way we have to take.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda omuyinza ebintu byonna.
We thank God the Almighty.
Oyo atuwanidde n'okutuuka leero.
You has upheld us up to today.
Yaita mu kigambo kye mukama Yes,
as he passed through his word of our Lord Jesus Christ together with his Holy Spirit whom he sent in our midst and who is within us to move on to lead us as children of God. As is written in Romans 8 verse 14 that those led by the Spirit of God they are the sons of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank the Lord. His Holy Spirit who is in our midst and who is with us. As is promised in the John chapter 14 and the verse 17. And the moves help us understand the scriptures. As
he
reminds and he teaches us. As spoken in the John chapter 14 verse 26. Thus he was together with army of angels. As it is in Daniel 10, verse 19, up to 21. And we thank the Lord.
And
angels move on, help us fulfill the word of God. To fight for us, even defend us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich onto you. Part 7.
Akatundu ndoza si
portion D.
Akatundu D.
Portion D.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Akama kuboga akatunda amasukuru.
God is highest ways.
Agarabisa emirimu gya Katonda egy'ekitalo ku nsi.
Manifest God's marvelous works on the earth.
Chiyite ministry ethics.
You call it ministry ethics.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amakubo ge tuyitamu okuweereza Katonda.
The ways we pass through to serve God.
Ne tulyoka tulabisa emirimu gya egy'ekitalo.
Then we manifest his marvelous works.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So tuchagenda maso.
So we still moving on.
Nga tujja ko siru kubirowoozo bya Katonda.
As we unseal the thoughts of God. The Holy Scriptures.
Okuyita makubo ga Mukama amakuru omusanvu.
Passing through God's seven highest ways.
Emiyo omusanvu gya Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Okusobola okulabisa emirimu gye egy'ekitalo.
To be able to manifest his marvelous works on this earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga twakugamba.
And we told you.
Nti mu kiseera kino tukuyitira mu bufunze.
That in this time we pass through in the brief.
Kubanga ebisingawo twabiraba.
Because most details we saw them.
Ku mukono guli gye tusomera government ya Katonda y'omuguru ku
nsi. On the side where we started God's heavenly government on the
department
in the eighth department
of
the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Where we saw the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. When we unsealed the Holy Scriptures, passing the seven spirits of God, and we saw responsibility of seven spirits of God. But in this time,
we
still move on this side as we study God's highest ways. which manifests his marvelous works on the earth. And move on past through in the brave.
Ask
and seal the righteous thoughts of God. The holy scriptures. Passing through the seven highest ways of God. The seven spirits of God. Manifest his marvelous works on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
So far on the fullness of Holy Spirit, that we see Isaiah 11 verse 2, where there is spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge,
no moyo wokutia mukama,
the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Wakaja kosiru za mirundi ena.
So far we have unsealed four spirits. We unsealed the seal of spirit of wisdom. And we unsealed the seal of spirit of understanding. Unsealed the spirit of counsel. And we unsealed the spirit of might. This day we want to move on to unsealing God's thoughts, the holy scriptures, passing through the fifth way of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge of God.
Division,
the fifth division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So let me help we together.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So we move on to unseal God's righteous thoughts, passing through the fifth way of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge of God.
Division eyokutano.
The fifth division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Division in that subido kula point in Gamasavukumanana.
Vision we expect to see 7 to 8 points.
Eranga
to
zisa mubufuzi.
And we pass in the brief of them. A fullness on the other side.
Yetu somera government ya katonde yomoguru kunsi.
Where we study God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department yomunana.
In the eighth department.
Ya government ya katonde yomoguru kunsi.
God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus
much.
But our first point, through the spirit of knowledge of God, when we unseal, we are revealed the full light of the word of God, of the holy scriptures, the thoughts of God in the holy book of God, to be able to manifest all things in the heavens and the earth, even those found above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, before creation happened. And there is where we find the entire new heavens and the new earth, even beyond the new heavens and the new earth, in the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we've said like this, that through spirit of knowledge of God, we are revealed the full light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, the thoughts of God in the holy book of God, the Bible, which manifests all things in all the heavens and all the earth, even those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened. And there the entire new heavens and the new earth is where they are found, even beyond the new heavens, to going to the everlasting. that of God. Praise Jesus
much.
Now all these scriptures, as we've come here in the Psalms 12 and the verse 6, that we are purified 7 times.
Yes,
yes, all the scriptures, they were passed through the spirit of knowledge to be able to hold lights which manifests all in all the heavens and all the earth, even reaching above the heavens at the beginning and the end, before creation happened. There we find the new heavens and the new earth, even beyond the new heavens, reaching the everlasting. Even though we have in scriptures which are mainly focused on pointing on the spirit of knowledge, yet all we are passed through spirit of knowledge to be able to hold light to manifest those according to those. It tells us Psalms 12
in
the verse 6, as it says this,
Zaburi esule ye kuminebili na ulu nyiriri ulu mukaga.
Psalms chapter 12, verse 6.
Ebigambo vya mukama, biebigambe virongofu. Nga feza egezewa mchoto kunsi, irongo sewa emirundi omusanvu.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The words of the Lord, the thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the Bible, these words purified 7 times. As gold provided the fire 7 times. They are purified 7 times. This time we look to the 5th time.
You
say we passed the spirit of knowledge of God
to be able to
manifest the full light of the word of God, able and light us in all in the heavens and earth, even all those found above the heavens at the beginning and the end, there where we find new heavens and the new earth, and beyond the entire new heavens to reaching the everlasting. Scriptures were passed through spirit of knowledge, they can be filled with that light which enlighten, and you can base here on the earth.
You
just read in the book of the Lord, enlightened in all those in the heavens and the earth,
and
you enlighten those which were before creation happened, those of above all the heavens, the beginning and the end.
There
we are enlightened of all the entire new heavens and the earth, even beyond the entire new heavens, reaching the everlasting of God. Scriptures were passed in the spirit of knowledge to be able to give us that light. That's why it tells us most Revelations 1 verse 4, and it says they were passed the 7 spirits that they manifest. Let us read, we hear Revelations chapter 1 verse 4.
Yokana eriye kanisa omusanvu ezomo Asia, ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe ebiva eriyo yabaawo ere yabaawo era jjo kubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John, to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
biva eriyo yo katonde yaliwo.
They come from that God who was, the God who is,
and
the one going to come. But they are passed through the seven spirits of God. As we have come hearing, prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God, as they were led by the Holy Spirit. According to those in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 19, up to 21, as we've come reading, they spoke what came from God, and they were led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. In this time,
and
look to the way they pass through the spirit of knowledge. Abel appear with their field of light which manifests all, the entire heavens and the earth, even reaching above the heavens, before creation happened, what we call the beginning and the end. There we are enlightened all concerning new heavens and the new earth, even beyond new heavens and the new earth, to reaching the everlasting of God. What you have to know, scriptures will pass through seven spirits, but when they reach spirit of knowledge, they are going to demonstrate light, as
it
speaks in Isaiah 11, this verse 2, on the name of the seven spirits. Yet this time we look most to spirit of knowledge. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So on those seven spirits, we remember we finished the one of wisdom. So the way the Holy Scripture has passed through him, the way they are fulfilled in the spirit of wisdom, and we saw spirit of understanding, the way scriptures pass spirit of understanding, and the way spirit of understanding fulfills them on the earth. And we look to spirit of counsel, and the way scriptures pass through him, the way scriptures or counsel leads to fulfill those scriptures. And we ended so spirit of might, and we saw scriptures how they pass spirit of might, the way the spirit of might helps fulfill this holy scripture, the righteous thoughts of God, which manifests God's marvelous works on the earth. But in this time,
see,
scriptures, they pass spirit of knowledge of God, to be able to manifest light, the full light of the word of God, enlightens all in the entire heavens, in the all earth, enlightens to reach and above all the heavens, before creation happens, at the beginning and the end. There we find the entire new heavens and the new earth. Beyond the entire new heavens, to go to the everlasting. All those light of the word enlightens us. But that light, it is passed through the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of knowledge of God, and the spirit who moves straight, move there 2022, in the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. even revival in the restoration of all things as
he
moves from the nation of Uganda. That's the reason why God has revealed them still basing in the nation of Uganda. We sing it as if unsealing, but it appears it's the revelation. Finding how the Holy Spirit is moving the mighty power.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For most,
just there the Spirit is to move in might. The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
The
revival, restoration of all things. But it's to move in His fullness. As He worked the way He marked it, the Word of God. And He fulfills all. We
too
to work with Him must be revealed of Him. For it is very hard to connect with the Holy Spirit when you do not know Him. Those to move with Him we had to know. According to those He tells us in John chapter 14 verse 17, and He says this.
Yokane sule ye 14 n'olunyiri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
John chapter 14 verse 17.
Omwoyo w'amazima ensigo eteyinza kukkiriza kubanga temulaba so temumanyi mwe mumumanyi kubanga abeera gye muli era anaabanga mu mmwe.
Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and shall be in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. It cannot receive Him because
it
does not see Him neither know Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you. It shall be within you.
The
level we're going to work with Him have been revealed of Him in the light of knowledge. That is why the Spirit of knowledge
is
where God commanded the light, all the light which appears in the Word of God,
the
righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures. As we see 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 up to 7, and it says like
this.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza yeyeka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana gw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse
7.
But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because God commanded light of knowledge. Light of knowledge of glory of God before Christ that it shineth in darkness. Darkness of lies of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That treasure He puts in our earthly vessels. In this body, and He passed it through Holy Scriptures. That's why He tells us most 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 that here is where there is assurance. After we hold the word of the prophets and we see it as a lamb,
its
light which lightens in darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read we here.
Petero ekyokubiri esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo eky'obunnabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaazi yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emunyeenye ekesa obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well, but you take heed, as unto a light that shines in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. That what is most sure, we have the word of prophecy.
You
will take you and see it as light, which shines in darkness.
We speak of darkness,
we speak of darkness of lies of Satan.
That
when we have that word, we can destroy the darkness. The star of the light of the word shines in the hearts of men. And any person, he has not this light of the word of God, light of knowledge of the word of God, which can enlighten in all things and it manifests all things in all the heavens, even all the earth, even reaching above the heavens, the beginning and the end. There we are enlightened of the new heavens, new earth, beyond new heavens, new earth, reaching the everlasting of God.
When
you're not going to be able to serve in the worldwide call, because we must have gotten light of knowledge, passing through the word of God, that we go enlightened to nations. But when he speaks in Matthew, he says that we lamps of this world are not just lamps without knowledge. Not. We hold the light of knowledge passing through the word of God, which can enlighten in all things and it manifests all things in all the heavens and all the earth. Manifest those which were above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. There where we find the entire new heavens, the new earth, even beyond all the new heavens, go to the everlasting of God. Then you move on to minister. For in this generation, God wants you in your field of life, that of knowledge, passing the word of God, and you enlighten to nations. Most when it is, we have gone to the worldwide call.
Do
not go with darkness of your lies and your ignorance to confuse the world. In years back, you had that update to pervert yourself with your own family, but now you've gone to the whole world.
So
cannot cause the whole world pervert. Ask all nations rejecting a person who comes to serve when he does not hold light of knowledge of the word of God. A person who can enlighten scriptures to lighten truth of all things
in
all the heavens and the earth, even above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. Speaks in the Matthew 5 as he says this. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14.
Mwemuli musana gwansi, ekibuga bwe kikubibwa ku lusozi tekiyinzika kukisibwa.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Verse 15.
Sote
bakoleza tabaza okujivunikira mu kibbo wabula okujiteeka waggulu ku kikondo kyayo nayo ebakira bonna abali mu nju.
Neither do men light a lamp and put it on a bushel, but onto a lampstand, and it gives light unto all that are in the house.
Verse 16. Kale omusana gwammwe gwakenga bwe gutyo mu maaso g'abantu balabenga ebigambo ebirungi bye mukola.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and they glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus much. When he speaks in the Matthew 5,
14,
verse 14, that you are the lamps of the world. You cannot become the light of the world when light of knowledge. Passing through the word of God.
The
righteous thoughts of God. The holy scriptures. And it is not in you. Able enlightened to people all things. When
he
spoke in the verse 15. Say they cannot light in the lamp. And it is you. And they put it in the basket. Those who lighten the question, how do they lighten
it?
For I see many people in you who claim to be servants of God. But you are not lit.
For
those who are lightened, they were lit by the light of the word. They were lit with the scriptures in the good field of that light. And they brought their vessel of clay. You have invented stories. You have stories of words. You have vain words which have no meaning.
And
you say you are the light of the world. There is one man. He went. He named his ministry.
Light the world.
That lights the world. Mulisa and see.
But he lightens
with words because he does not have even clear meaningful scriptures. For to light the world, you must give it the full light. When we speak of the full light, the light which can manifest all things and it reach to bring the glory of God. Because he
says
in the verse 16, that let your light shine to the people that they can see the good works.
But
if you light the light of the word of God, you do as it is. People approve, they say indeed. God finished darkness from the hearts of those people. Because they do things of light alone. They preach things of light and do things of light. They preach the entire heaven and explain it. And they walk that life which reaches in heaven. And they glorify the glory of God. But many people do not have this light. And they have never been unsealed from the word of light. For there are many people who say that we have spoken words of light. But it's not even spoken words of knowledge. Anytime you speak words without knowledge, or light of the word of God, you've already brought darkness, the lies of Satan, which destroys in hell and the lake of fire. For he spoke in Job, chapter 38, verses 1 to 2. And he asks, who is who brings darkness in counsel with words without knowledge? Let us read. We hear Job chapter 38 in the verse 1.
Awo mukama n'alyokaddamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga nnyingi n'ayogera nti,
then the Lord answered Job out of the weary wind and said, verse 2,
aniona aleta ekizikiza mu kuteesa.
Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Yes. This would darken his counsel with words without knowledge. All the words which are not words of God, the thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, all those they bring darkness. And a person should not tell you that I've been enlightened for you, yet he has not the thoughts of God, the holy scriptures. Them alone, in them were put the full light, which can enlightened for you. And that he manifests all things in the entire heaven. Even the entire earth. Even above the heaven. Before creation happened. At the beginning and the end. Here we find new heavens and new earth. We go beyond new heavens.
Enter
the everlasting of God. And a person should never deceive you that he has brought light. And it's of his world.
There are many
books in the world they don't even have light.
It was
spoken of light is the one which is far from them. But at least they
will have seen
on the sunshine which gives light day and night.
Which
coming from our usual sun. And you see the way it gives light.
And
a person tells you things of God. And he tells you, I've brought you light.
Mugambe,
tell him, me during the daytime in the light of the sun, I see very clear. But the things you've spoken, I do not see clear. Spoken of heaven, but I've not understood it. I don't see it clear. Give me light, I see clearly. I want to see heaven there. I see
throne
of God when I explain it very well. Is it not that evangelist son?
But
during that time you see very clear. And the
pastor
never deceive, I've brought you light. The thing you speak, you don't see clear. Because the light of the word of God
lightens
in different levels as it keeps increasing.
And
you move on to perceive very well. Many people always deceive us, we've understood them. People of religions.
It's
men of religion.
They
have darkness.
Tell you
purgatory, they have not told you and showed you where it is.
You
don't have light where it is.
Simple
light, but dimness. Not even dim. It's not dim. Dimness is some light at least.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They write
books like evangelism and others. Light has no shine, you don't understand what they speak.
Or
you want to join verses of the evangelist. You see how light shines, is never light.
Through
the words of some good. They are filled of darkness. Get the Quran, join heaven, they just speak of
Jannah.
Now Jannah. And they tell you, they are going to be there. Virgins, 70 virgins for each one of you. And they don't enlighten for you. How will you satisfy 70 virgins?
Why
if they are 70, you finish 1 month, you
will
bounce back to the fast. If you give each one day, you get 2 months.
And
we are in the 60 days now. Now they are
70.
Now 60 months. 2 months, we have 60 only. 62 virgins. You've not gone back to the fast. Once in one day each. You hear the problem?
Is
there remaining eight of them? You reach it to the third month.
And
go back to the fact she's committed adultery already.
But
you tear her up and you abandon her to go to the rest.
That
God has another big problem.
Because
even worshipping him, you don't have time for that then. Because you have to be on that.
bumara yo nsavu.
If you finish 70, you go backwards.
Vuke no kudayo ngori afa.
As you go back, the other is dying of lust. Lighten up there to handle that. We, God told us in Mark 12, 25 downwards, you are going to be like angels in heaven. No marrying, no getting married.
It's
not the way we shall worship him. Now, I have told you, I'm not abusing books of our brethren. They abuse themselves. And they despise themselves. And even they despise those who follow them. That they are foolish. A person move in such total darkness.
And
call it light that you are already mad. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. But me too, I'm an apostle who was sent to speak the word of God, the righteous sorts of God, field of life. Get angered of me in vain, you start from God. You get angered of God. If you have a coat, you can go and you report him, you report him into court.
But
he said that only in his book is where there's light. All the rest, it's darkness.
Yes, you ever see
praise
Amen.
Jesus, man.
So, about Uganda, mbufuze.
Brethren in the brave,
onomoyo wo kumanya.
This spirit of knowledge
mukuru nyo
is very great. Through him passed all light of the scriptures.
In
the word of scriptures, it must bring light. As you wake up the day and the sun has come out clear, everything you see it clear. That is why you see it's not good to follow words and stories of people.
But
there is no light in them. People who claim to be sent by God. People who claim to be prophets of God. Or servants of God. Things they speak doesn't reach you into the clear light. They move on to destroy us. But when God has unsealed us on here, the seal of spirit of knowledge. Just pass the spirit of knowledge.
It
must be indeed bringing light. And they reveal something clear and you see. Though it is far. During day and the sun is clear. You can see, look very far. Imagine. In the night you see to which far. Even the close distance you are, you don't see yourself.
Echiro.
The night.
Yovolaba.
That is why you see
abantu.
People, when they
are
in the darkness, they do not see even themselves.
Obabuza.
You ask them,
Mpozi, mwabade mugenze kolachi.
What are you going to do?
Pwabade tugeno ziziko mugenzi.
We are going to bury the late. And you speak very well.
Mwazizo mugenzi.
You bury the late. You bury the dead body of the late. For the word, we bury the late. You appear so mad to speak like that. Because you already said this person went away. And again, you buried him. You are very mad. At least you bury the dead body of the late.
And
if you escort the body of the lead, you can't tell me where were you.
No, yeah, I'm
going to escort the lead. Escort the dead body of the lead. And I ask you, the lead, where did he go?
And the
late person, we buried him.
You don't
know yourself, you are in the darkness of the night. If people were clothing in the night, you can ask him the night. You clothed which color of a cloth? I don't know. Because I closed the darkness, I don't know which color. For night never differentiates color.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
But now, and we are in
the darkness of ignorance. Light of what is on light in them. Them don't know themselves.
Doesn't know
whether he is this body or he too is a spirit.
And if
he become a late and is dead, he can have moved on to where? Friends, darkness is much.
Yet
it's much in the hearts of people. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. But the truth is like this.
We need
light of knowledge, what they call light in the kingdom of God.
It
holds knowledge and it has come from the word of God. And it lightens from where you are.
You
yourself and you know yourself.
No Mulisa, Jehovane Joraga.
And you enlighten where you came from and where you are going.
No Rengera Paka.
And you see to the far.
Waguru Waguru.
Above the heavens.
No Rengera Paka Mbuta Guawo Waka.
See to the everlasting of God.
Ningori Wano.
Yet you are here.
It's what
they call light of the word of God.
Agogera Konya Muzaburi.
Speaks of Moses in the Psalm.
Yeah, Chikumi. 119.
Verse 105, he says this.
Zaburi ya sura ya 119 noru nyiriri olwe 115.
Psalms 119 verse 105.
Ekigambo kyo yetabaze eri ebigere byange. N'omusana eri ekkubo lyange.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yes.
Ekigambo kya Katonda tabaze.
The word of God is a lamp unto our feet.
And
much light which lightens in our way. Imagine.
First
Timothy 6:7 he said, we brought nothing on this earth. We shall go back with nothing. When I read there, I understand I have somewhere I came from. Even going back, I'm about to go back.
But
where did I come from and where am I? Light of the word comes, tells me. Philippians 3:20. Because our home is in heaven.
Hey.
And I understand. And I see our home. And I ask the way to there, where is it? Imagine indeed you don't know where you came from.
People
in the world, you see them. Their feet have gotten stumbles. They walk in the darkness. In the darkness of ignorance. They think of eating and drinking, it's the last thing. Yet they eat and go to toilets. They work day and night. And they come out and they say, we are workers, laborers. At the end, they fall in hell. God say, you are not laborers at all, because you did not do my words. On this earth you can work all the works of the world as you can. If you don't do them in the serving of God and fearing of God, you have wasted your time. For the duty of man would have been in the fear of the Lord, keeping his commandments, to serving him always. Imagine that world is not, that light is not there in the world. People who preaching gospel in the world, they have something they do which I don't want us to repeat, do it. They get the Bible and they stand on the roads onto the crossroads. Others stand on the pulpit. And they preach things which do not let light in someone to reach, see something clear. The pastor remains, he has not understood them. Yet that there was a preacher there. That you too, you go back, you wait. That you've been a preacher of God. You are forgotten. Matthew 7:21 down. You will go before God, he will tell you, I have never known you. For you did not do what I want. You didn't enlighten to people. I told you a light of the world. What did you enlighten them that they knew?
See,
all there within hell, the pits crying there. How did you enlighten them that they fall there?
Or
you were a blind lady in your fellow blinds. But in the Ephesians 5, verse
13,
anytime we go preach, let's prove that light is manifest. Upon which you know these people have gotten light in your preaching, they must have gotten revealed.
And
them too can go enlighten to others.
They
say these words, commit them to the faith. People who will be able to spread them to others. You read Ephesians, we see. Ephesians chapter 5, verse
13.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever those manifest is light. Yes. Everything revealed well and you revealed it. And it is manifested. That is the light of knowledge. But never say to yourself that
he
gave me light of the world. Yet you didn't get revealed. There is nothing which was manifested. I want you, when you preach of hell, a pastor to know that there, passing through scriptures, he knows the one in charge of it, because hell is the prison of God. Don't expect that he's the one in charge of it.
So
the people who gave us darkness, they came and told us, Jesus took them in hell to see things there. And
he
didn't explain with Jesus, the false Jesus or the true Jesus. Because in the last days, he said they will be coming false Christ. According to Jesus, what he showed them, I prove that is the false Christ. Because he reached them the reception of hell.
On
the reception, Satan was seated on it.
And
the one who will come, those who fall there, what surprised most?
Here
it is not acceptable a thief to be in charge of the prison. A chief thief. How come in the prison of God? And the chief liar, Satan, that is the one on reception of hell, that we have to is the prison of God. Rich even his demons, they give punishments there. Now, the person who led you into stealing, let's say we are children home, your elder teaches you how to steal, and the father comes back. He tells him, get a cane and you cane your brother that he stops stealing. When it is you trained the younger to steal, those are the darkness I try to tell you. Yet he brings the light of the word of God.
I know to at least.
At least he has to give us light, showing us the things how they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. When I read 2 Peter chapter 3,
18
and 19, hell, it is said to be a prison of God.
I read Luke 16:23-24.
I see the rich man proves you cannot get from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. When I read Revelation 9, verse 11, I see angel Abaddon in charge of hell. I see Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2, and he gets it and binds him there.
Yes, we have
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So, about Uganda,
so brethren, let's not be deceived. All the scriptures of the living God, they were passed through spirit of knowledge, can even bring the lights which reveals and manifests. And it has to manifest all things, all things in all the heavens and all the earth. Even reaching above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens and the new earth, reveal us things in there. Even reveal what is beyond the new heavens and the new earth in the everlasting. That is why he speaks in Luke chapter 8, 16 to 17, and he says this.
Luke chapter
8, verse
16.
No man, when he has lightened a lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it on the bed, but sets it on the lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Verse
17.
For nothing is sacred that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light.
Yes,
Amen.
Everything which wasn't known,
all
scripture have to light that we get to know. That Satan hits, and it's a scheme. All the scriptures have to lighten in that. We hope you've moved to understand it.
In
a person there unsealed, and they take off seal of spirit of knowledge.
In
the time he reads the scriptures, as proof he reaches in light of knowledge, light of revelation. Light which manifests all. Don't just read and live there when you not reveal. And don't see someone claim enlightens you. When you read scriptures, just throw them there. Don't see revelation, he claims he brings scriptures. What is that? For in our second point, under spirit of knowledge,
agamba,
he says that the spirit of knowledge he shows us the vision of revelations of all things. The spirit of knowledge, he shows that knowledge is revelation, to be envisioned. All things in all the heavens and all the earth, even reaching above the heavens, where we find new heavens and the new earth, even beyond the new heavens, reaching the everlasting. Now you have to be enlightened. You are envisioned. That's why in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he says, when we have come for gatherings, these are some of the things you have to look at most. Because the spirit of knowledge has to be showing them to you. And if you gather and you never see them, you always run, you know you are in the synagogue of Satan. And you seek for the synagogue of God, which brings knowledge. Let us read, we hear.
First
Corinthians 14, verse 26.
Kale kiri kitya abooluganda. Bwe mukungana, buli muntu alina oluyimba, alina okuyigiriza, alina ekimubikkuliddwa, alina olulimi, alina okutegeeza. Byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba.
How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Yes. All those things. When we gather, you have a psalm. What does it say? You have a doctrine. You have a psalm. You have a doctrine. Have any tongue revealed you? You have a revelation. You have an interpretation. Let them be done for edifying. And the person every day is edified. Never go in a ministry. That's why chase you by the Spirit of God. Get from religions which destroy. It is true.
Hey, wow.
And you sit yes in religion.
And
every day Sunday you go. But there is nothing like revelation. Nothing added to knowledge on the things of God. Those religions, they got retarded and stunted in growth. Now there are these ones of different beliefs. Things they teach, they don't bring light of knowledge, a person rich into knowledge. Let me tell you one
second.
Know why people of religion, they don't preach the gospel? You two of your religion, you cannot. You don't have light. What are you to do?
That's
why those of religion, they don't preach the gospel. Them two are not preached to what will they give that they don't have. Those of the beliefs, those
with
connected light of knowledge of the scriptures, they gather people whom they have locked lies into. And when they ask them many things, and they get angry, but they don't have light enough. Now me, you ask me and I get angry. I feel joy when you ask me.
And
the more you ask me, the more light of the word shines. You know, the more the sun comes out, even the more the sun shines. And what most brings it, it is to take away all the darkness which has been there.
That's
why it brings out light, sunshine every morning, that it can chase darkness from every place. But things of religion, and these days there's salvation, the fake salvation. It's in the scriptures, eating food, take it. There is no light, neither anything you know. If you have something you know, you tell us then. You enlighten us, then we see. I see the hand of God take you to America. But tell him, explain me things of heaven. Oh, those of hell. Those which were before heavens and earth were there. You go discover one who is ambassador of God. Ambassador of light. Light of the word of God. Ambassador of darkness of lies. Of the lies of Satan. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the truth is this, brethren. When we gather, one with the psalm, one with the doctrine, one with the tongue, one with the revelation, one with an interpretation, all they have to be done every day. As we added on light of revelation. That's why they have told you that knowledge is to be revealed and to be envisioned. That's why
in
Hosea 4:6 he says it like this. Hosea chapter 4, verse
6. Kubanga oganye okumanya nange ndi kugana gwe olemengo kubera kabona jendi kubanga wera bidamateka ga katondawo nange ndiera bilabana bo.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. There shall be no more priest to me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. Why for lacking knowledge? Because they do not get light. Light of the word of God. The holy scriptures. That it lightens and shines to them. And they see the pit of hell. And they avoid it. And they see the lake of fire. That they can avoid it. As the enlightened of heavens with its beauty. That they can fight to reach in it. Get destroyed for they don't have knowledge. Knowledge is light enlightening.
It
wish you see yourself in not this body. And you see you are a spirit. You know how you give this body food. Every day. Even your spirit needs food of the word.
Need
light which enlightens where the spirit goes next to.
And
what is the light goes to the ground.
You
know me as original spirit. Where do I go? Not fall in the darkness of hell. But we see preaching in the world. There's no being enlightened at all. What preachers do we have then?
Let
God begin a new work in year 2022. We even darkness is consuming, finishing us.
You
walk, you know, enlightened.
Women
are destroyed for lacking knowledge. Not the knowledge of Makerere University. Not going to universities.
But
that is called being enlightened. Not. You enlightened what? Food of this world.
Okay,
let's call it the shadow of knowledge. But you need to come to the real light.
All
people who go to schools of the world, you know this. That is shadow of knowledge of this world. But you need to know. Knowledge comes from light of the
world.
It enlightens life of here and that next life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because it is to be revealed. Studying of the world is to be revealed. Then we would have known where we go to next. And we would have prepared for heaven. I wonder it does not have revelation.
Or
you study even the job, you don't know where it is. I think knowledge of the world. I think it gives experience. Let us call it experience, not knowledge. It's experience.
Yes.
For the real knowledge,
what
God calls knowledge is light, enlightens in something.
Now,
if they would have enlightened you,
would
have said, I'm starting to be an engineer, I'm going to work in this person's company,
they're
going to give me this salary, I'm going to work for these years, I rest on these years. When I rest in the flesh, I go to heaven like this. Those are of the world. When we speak of that of heaven, we've exceeded.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because in the Proverbs 29, 18. When you connect with Hosea 4:6, he says still knowledge. It is revelation. Hosea 4:6 says, but it's great for lacking knowledge. But in this proverb he says, without revelation people are destroyed. Let us read, we hear. Proverbs 29:18.
Awatali kubikulirwa abantu bazikirira naye akwata amateeka alina omukisa.
Where there is no revelation, people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Yes.
Awatali kubikulirwa.
Without revelation,
abantu bazikirira buzikirizi.
People are destroyed. That is lacking knowledge. For the light of knowledge,
it
would have brought revelation. The beginning and the end of things.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. That's why in Jeremiah he says, no more going to give pastors who feed us without knowledge. Servants of God who are going to minister the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit, they must be having understanding and knowledge. Understanding and they connect scriptures.
Through,
for and above, that they can bring light of knowledge. Let us read we here. Jeremiah 3:15.
And
I'll give you shepherds according to my heart, we shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Yes.
They
feed you with knowledge and understanding. For within knowledge,
you're
going to have light and light in all things in heaven and earth. Even beyond all the heavens, the beginning. Where we find new heaven and new earth. Even beyond new heaven, new earth.
Above
heavens in the everlasting. And they have that light of knowledge. In understanding, and join to four and above verses till they have given real light. Let no person tell you he got a revelation. Indeed, revelation never brings light of knowledge. Those you keep dreaming. You know, people dream thinking we shall follow dreams. But our third point says that all the transports, all the spiritual transports through which God visits us, or we go to visit Him, speak with us is thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, all we have made through spirit of knowledge. All have to appear when you speak through them. Brings light of knowledge in different levels. You can't say I was the dream of God. Yet when I look what you speak there of darkness, I was in the vision of God. What you speak is of darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. No, I was there, I got the trance of God. And I had the Urim of God, He speaks with me in the voice. And He said what? Speak it out, we hear. When you speak it out, we shall hear. And we see where the light is within it. Just appear to be the light, yet it is darkness. For you will not deceive us all along. Even though lie move ahead of us 1,000 years, truth come out and overtakes it in one day. Because when truth comes, it comes as light and it shines once.
Though
darkness spends 1,000 years, and there cometh light in one day. All the night dancers, the vile people and the immoral you see them that day. Praise Jesus, man.
So entambula okuita moyo woku manya.
So passing through spirit of the knowledge.
Atonda moya kolera entambula zona ezo.
Where God made all the spiritual transports.
Zaita mo kutuchalira.
Those who pass to visit us.
Obafo kubuchalira.
Or we to visit him.
Okogera nafe ebirozo.
To speak with us his thoughts.
Ebyandi ko ebituku.
The holy scriptures.
Ebireto musana ogoku manya.
Which bring the light of knowledge.
Zentambula nge ebiroto.
That transports like the dream.
Okulisibwa.
The vision.
Okuchusibwa.
The trance.
Ziyurimu.
The Urim,
Samim,
the Azotas, and Azotals.
Nabe twazulira ko ku mulundi kuri.
As we heard of them last time.
Irije tusomera government ya Katonda yo mu.
Where we started God's heavenly government on the earth.
Nenga tujukira nga bwa tugamba.
But remember as it tells us.
Moyobu esuli ya 20.
Job chapter 20.
Onyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Nayogira anti zino ntambula za moyo.
These are spiritual transports.
Katusometu olire.
Let's read we here.
Yobu esuli ya 20 no runyiriri olwo munana.
Job chapter 20 verse 8.
Anabukanga nge chiroto sota alabikenga we wao anagoberwanga dalango kolesebwa kwe chiro.
He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found, yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night.
He,
yes,
uri deburunji.
Have you heard well?
Agambie.
He has said that the vision, these are spiritual transports, dreams,
Chusibwa,
trans,
Urim,
Samim,
Famim,
the Azotals.
And
the Azotals. But all those transports, God made them under spirit of knowledge. And when he appears through them, he speaks with us. He must be speaking light. Light appear in different levels
and
keeps increasing to reaching 7 times more than the sun. Praise Jesus much. For he speaks of this as he says this.
Isaiah 30
verse
26. No musana gwenjuba guliye yongera emirundi musanvu ngo musana gwenna ku musanvu kulona ku mukama lwalira bila ti kulona ku mukama lwalira bisira nti lwali sibirako ekinunu ekinubule ekyabantu be nawo nye kiwundu ekyo kufumitibwa kwabwe.
Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord shall build up the hearts of his people, and heals and stroke of their wounds.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So in time,
so this is spiritual transport. As we've heard in the Job chapter 20, verses
8.
And he says, shall fly away as the vision. He shall fly as the vision, pass away as the dream. Those are spiritual transports. But when God speaks through them,
he
speaks in them light of his word, and it comes from level of the lamp, it reaches the level of the light of
sun,
and it multiplies more than the sun 7 times more. For he speaks in the book of Numbers chapter 12 verse 6 up to 8. These are transports through which you speak with us. Numbers 12 from verse 6.
Obanga munabanga mumwe nabbi. Nze mukama netegezanga jali mukolesebwa. Nayogerera nti nayogereranga naye mukiroto.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Verse 7.
Omuddu wange Musa sibwali bwatyo. Oyo mwesigwa mu nyumba yange yonna.
My servant Moses is not thus, who is faithful in all my house. Verse 8.
Oyo nayogeranga naye akamwa n'akamwa mu lwatu, so si mu bigambo byangero. Nokufanana kwa mukama anakulabanga Kale ekyabalobera ki okutya okwogera obubi ku muddu wange ku Musa?
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even clearly and not in dark sayings. And the form of the Lord shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus Amen. Much.
So, So
this is spiritual transports. As God
is saying
in the book of Numbers 12, 6-8, that God is to come reveal himself to us and appear to us in the visions. He speaks to us.
And
he shows himself in the dreams.
There's
a point he reaches on eye on one in the trance. All those are level, he speaks and he brings light. And don't deceive us that you
are
in the vision of God. Things you tell us, they are there of darkness. There is no light in them. You were in the dream of God. That you were in the trance. I was hearing the Urim, God speaks within the voice. The things he speaks with us, light of knowledge, which pass through the word of God.
It
don't see what it lightens for us. You do see such things, throw them there.
But
there are dreams of the devils, they cause people dream. According to Jeremiah 29, verses 8 downwards, and it says like this.
Jeremiah 29:8.
For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which you cause to be dreamed. Yes. There are dreams of the devils. The visions of the devils. The trance of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you follow in the dreams of the devils, the trance of the devils, the dreams, Urim and Thummim of the devils, where they transform appear as angels of light. Something is not clear very well.
Actually,
such righteousness is not there. There is where they create religions. False religions fill this world. False beliefs fill in this world. False salvation. And they fight the true salvation. They pass through their dream. They don't bring the clear light. And they claim to be. And if you are in
there,
you are waiting for light, you see darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as they say in the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, that in these dreams of the devils, where they transform as angel of light and they make you dream,
what is
the light of the word bringing knowledge,
to
light in the beginning and end of things, and it does not shine well. Let us read we here.
2 Corinthians 11:14. So si kya magero, kubanga ne Satani yefananya nga malaika w'omusana.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15.
Kale si kitalo era n'abaweereza be bwe befananya nga abaweereza ab'obutuukirivu.
Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yes. I want to differentiate the dreams of God, the vision of God, the trance of God.
Urim of God.
The Urim of God.
Which
bring the voice of God from heaven. The Thummim of God.
Speaking
God eye on one in the video call. The azotals of God. The trans to be transfigured, taken in another place.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Then when God has speaks through them and appeared in them, there has to appear in light of knowledge, passing through the word of God,
and
reveal things to appear clear. But dreams of the devil is a ghost dream. Jeremiah 29, verses 8 to 9. The devil transform as angel of light, and
he has
made men the dream under the sun. But the thing they tell us, it's not revealed.
It
does not bring light to see the beginning and its end.
It's
where they began religions. Different religions. The different beliefs.
All
salvation will fight the true salvation.
For
if you are in their things, according to Prophet Isaiah, he says,
there
you wait for light, you think tomorrow they will speak, you understand.
More
of the devils move on, put in more darkness to get lost.
If
they pass through their dreams and their visions. Allow you mark in the Bible to prove what is this I see. Let us read we hear.
Isaiah 59 verse 9.
Therefore is justice far from us, neither does righteousness overtake us. We wait for light, but behold darkness; for brightness, but we walk in gloom. You see that there is a righteousness is far. You
know
what? Commit righteousness, but I cannot. Because you wait for light of knowledge, you do not see it. People have gathered in religions. And they are perhaps thinking they will be enlightened to see God and
their
heavens. They see how they reach there. For fathers and for grandfathers have died. And it's only darkness. And though they show you the much glooming coming, those who wait to go to purgatory, they ended in hell.
But
not
light
from purgatory is where and what exactly is it? Things of heaven, how are they? How do they go there? I tell you, you can wait for light. And you appear like a dead body of long back on this world. Every person without light of knowledge comes from the word of God. You are like a dead body which died long back, not expecting to
move.
And it was buried. And the clothing were eaten up. The ants, they eat up the clothings. Maggots eat up the body. And eagles eat up the bones. And the dead
wait
for light is doesn't appear till it is finished. There are people in this world, they have not knowledge. They are eaten, consumed by the world. And they eat leaves on it. And they wait till their bodies are buried when you're seeing the spirit. And they're thrown in hell when they are seeing. They are like dead bodies.
The
aunt eat up the body and yet the dead body is, it is there. waits for light to shine in the grave. We're not there. The maggots begin to eat up the body. And it is there sleeping. And the eagles eat up the bones. How do you call them? Those aunts which eat up bones. They eat up the bones of the dead body. Now people like that in the world, they begin as their youth, they get old as they are seeing. And they finish. And they grow wrinkled seeing. Waiting for light, lighten them. What is next? And religions don't bring light. Beliefs don't explain. False salvation. And it already retarded you. You are all there retarded, stunted in growth. And you check from the body. And they bury it in the grave as you see. Those who comfort the spirit take it. In hell, they take you as you see. All these they did tell me. They need enlighten for me. Being in the dreams of the devils. I told you, dreams of God bring light of the word. Many religions in the world, most are built on dreams of Satan. Beliefs. The false salvation. When the devils appear as if they are of light, you wait, you don't see it. You wait. As I've told you. You wait as a dead body. A dead body.
It,
in the grave where there is darkness there. It waits. Light is never come. I tell you, and the
ant
have it off all the clothing on it. The maggots come on the body, eat it up. And the ant also come up, eat up the bones. And the dead body finishes as it is sick. Even humans are like
us.
They are born in the world and they get old, grow wrinkles as they see.
The
earth is filled of darkness and they think they're waiting for light. And they unclose the body as to dying as they are seeing. They bury the body as they see. They come for the spirit, take it in hell as they see. And they see heaven far off. And they never enlightened it for them. Sad.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You first repeat as we wind up. Isaiah 59. He says like this. Isaiah 59 verses
9.
It is far.
Isaiah 59 verse 9.
Therefore is justice far from us, neither does righteousness overtake us. We wait for light, but behold darkness. For brightness, but we walk in gloom. Verse 10.
Tuwa mante chisengenga bazibeba maso. We wow. Tuwa manta angabo abatalina maso. Tuwa sitala mutuntu ngechiro. Mwaba abalina amanyi tulinganga abafu.
We grope for the wall like the blind. And we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday and in the twilight. We are in desolate places as dead man.
Yes. The dead. The body put in the graveyards. And the tombs get filled of darkness. The light will come. It never come. The aunt and they come eat the coffin and they eat the clothing from the dead body. When the maggots arise, they chew up the dead body. The aunt, they come out eat of the bones. And the entire body is watching as it is being consumed and finished. And darkness catches more. The graveyard is finishing. That happens when humans are born as their dead bodies. When they seem dead. And they wait for light of knowledge. In religion it's not there. In the beliefs that appear. For salvation never bring light. And they get old. And get wrinkles as they are watching in the midst of darkness. They don't know where they go next. And then close the
bodies.
And they die seeing.
They
say, where am I going? And they wonder. There is no light. And they bury the dead body as the spirit is watching. And they say, what is next? And the angel of hell come for him. They take the spirit as he's seeing and they beat it as he's seeing and he sees a far off heaven is there. Why did you give me light to know it? Now you be careful as you move in this world. Those are like that. Don't be like a dead body.
Wait,
light you don't see, you run quick, seek for it. If you sleep in religions, you sleep in the false beliefs, the false salvation, where you can't get light, you will see. All will happen on you see, and you have no refuge. Now the dead body didn't run from the grave. Praise Jesus much. Don't waste time in the dreams of the devils. Because they bring all toilings all your days. According to Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 3, he says like this. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 3.
Omubulize sura ya 5 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 3.
Kubanga ekirooto kijirawo n'olufulube lw'emirimu. N'eddoboozi ly'omusiru lijirawo n'olufulube lw'ebigambo.
For a dream comes through much business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. Yes. The dreams of the devil's trouble. And they move you from one land to another. You don't see light there. They make you knock up to hell. There are multiple words that don't bring light at all. Pastor speak.
The
debated words, they are only wind. They are moving you up and down. Yet in all things when they are spoken, and you don't get out light of knowledge. Light of knowledge passes through thoughts of God. The Holy Scriptures. Lighting from the beginning to the end. Always run. That's why our next point says that God loves most knowledge more than the burnt offerings, even the sacrifice, and the spirit of knowledge.
He
delights in knowledge, for he knows that's the eternal life. Praise Jesus much. I'll say like this in our fourth point. Through spirit of knowledge, God reveals what he most loves most. He loves, desires most to be known him as God.
more than burnt offerings, because eternal life
it
is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent. Praise Jesus much. And he speaks in the Hosea chapter 6 and the verse 6-7 saying like this. Hosea 6:6.
Kubanga njagala kisa so si saddaka n'okumanya Katonda okusinga ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa.
For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
Olunyolomusanvu.
Verse 7.
Naye bonga Adamu basobeze endagaano eyo ba nti eyo bankuusizza.
But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. Yes. God said, "Is a mercy, no sacrifice.
No, kumumanya
no give than offerings, burnt offerings."
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So kumanya kukuru nyo.
So knowledge is very important. As
he
said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Well,
get the knowledge of one true God, the Christ Jesus is sent, they get eternal life. According to John chapter 17 and the verse 3, he said like this.
Yokani sule ye kumi n'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
John chapter 17 verse 3.
Buno bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo okumanya ggwe Katonda omu ow'amazima n'oyo gwe watuma Yesu Kristo.
And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and the Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You have to get the light of knowledge.
It
lightens you all things in the whole earth, in all the heavens, even reaching above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where we see new heavens and a new earth, even beyond all the new heavens, to go to the everlasting God himself, where he dwells in the everlasting, and you know him everything and the truth of all things. That's why God loves all people to be saved. Yet the other,
we
reach even to know all the truth. According to our speech in Timothy, as he says this.
First
Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
Echo che kirungi ekikirizwa mu maso gomulokozi wa fe Katonda.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka era okutuuka mukumanyira ddala amazima.
Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. What is good and pleased before, acceptable before the Lord our God?
He
loves all people be saved. Yet the other,
I
have to reach to know all the truth. If you are to reach the eternal life, God saved you, have chance. Where
you,
God saved you, can't get knowledge of all truth.
Run,
quick, seek for a place like full knowledge. Not just appearing like, a place is like
God,
full knowledge of God.
It can,
light of knowledge of all truth. To you not yet saved, you get saved now where you are. You say one thing, I believe Jesus your Lord. Condition you are a God,
for
from your fullness I was given. You are a vine, I am a branch. I believe you are a Lord, and I believe you are the Savior.
Save
from rebellion I did in Adam.
And I want
to become God.
Right
now I believe Jesus. You are my Savior.
Save me
from rebellion and the sin. And I confess today that I am saved. And I run from the Satan. I come back to you, my God. If you've confessed that, you run quick. Come to full knowledge, we give you all truth.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So, echo chigambo cha mazima abu Uganda.
Truth, brethren. But in finishing,
causes
the spirit of knowledge to be one also important.
The
spirit of knowledge of God.
He was there
in the creation of all heaven and earth.
The seven
spirits of God which are there in the creation of heaven and
earth. It's
one who is responsible for the light.
In
all which we are to be created and where we within which place.
So you get the
I've spoken this as we finish. Spirit of knowledge of God.
Was there
in the creation of heaven and earth. And spread on the many water.
To be
able to enlighten.
Things
which are to be created in all heavens and earth.
Where
when and to which extent.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why we read in Genesis chapter
1,
verses
1
and 2. He speaks like this. Genesis chapter
1,
verse
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse
2. Nechizikiza chali kunguru kubuziba. Omoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kunguru ku mazzi.
The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omoyo wo kumanya.
The Spirit of knowledge,
yaliwo.
He was there
kunguru ku buziba ku mazzi.
On the depth of the water.
That
is why you see in the Proverbs 3, verse
20,
he is spoken of like this.
Proverbs chapter 3,
verse
20.
Proverbs
3,
verse 20. By knowledge, the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Yes. The much water in the deep.
Burst
up with knowledge. When God spoke. Genesis 1 verse 6. And it said like this. Genesis
1
verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mu mazzi. Lyaulenga amazzi n'amazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse
7.
And God made the firmament, divided water which were under the firmament, from waters which were above the firmament. And it were so. Verse 8.
Katonde banga naliite guru. Nebuba kaungezi. Nebube ncha. Olorunako uruoko vili.
And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we heard Genesis 1,
in
the verse 1 and 2. The beginning God created heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void. The Spirit of God spread on the depth of the surface of water. The Spirit who spread His fullness.
And
the Spirit of knowledge was present.
While you
read Proverbs chapter Proverbs
3:20.
He says, the earth was brought forth. The sea was brought forth with his knowledge. It was divided.
Yes,
praise Jesus. With knowledge.
Genesis 1
verse 6.
God
commanded water be separate.
Go separate.
One to move up, another go downwards. Even all light which spread on the much water came from spirit of knowledge. As we had in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse
6 to 7.
God commanded light to shine in darkness. Light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ. That is the light we heard of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. That is said, let there be light. Separate darkness.
Praise
Amen. Jesus, man. So, spirit of knowledge, as we read in the fullness, as we started, God is heavenly government on the earth. He was there in the creation of heaven and earth. But our seventh point say this.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That all those things of spirit of knowledge, they are responsible of fifth group of angels, which is led by angel of water and angel of creation, called angel Ariel. He has the fifth bowl of the wrath of God and is commanded by angel of fifth trumpets, the seven angels holding the seven trumpets. And them two work together with us. As you see Prophet Moses, he worked with the creations in the Egypt. And as the Prophet Noah, he led creations to enter them in the ark. He was this angel of water who worked with those prophets, leading the water and the creation. As he speaks Revelation 16, verses
4
to
6.
And he said this. Revelation 16, verse
4.
And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. Verse
5.
And I heard the angel of waters say, you are righteous, O Lord, who is and was and shall be, because you have judged thus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Malaika oyo wa mazi,
so that angel of water and of creation spoke in Revelation 16 verses 4 and 6. He let all the works, even all fulfillment of light of the word of God, he leads all creations.
We
usually call him that name Ariel,
who
named most the city of King David, the city which was of creations, according to Isaiah 29 and the verse 1. You will be reading it. This is where we start the God's heavenly government on the earth,
department,
in the East Department of Holy Spirit and His fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Thank you for coming, for listening, believing, even putting in action, and to be ready to reach the four corners of the earth. Because our Lord is on the swift cloud and is about to reach.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.